Good morning. It is 9 a.m. We are here today, December 4, 2017, in the OPA hearing room, Suite 907 of the DNA building in Hagatni, Guam, for the pre-hearing of OPA PA 17-011 JMB Martin Tech versus the Guam Community College. Presiding over the hearing today are hearing officer Delia Lujan Wolf and audit supervisor Rodlyn Gerardo. For the record, also present from the Office of Public Accountability are Llewellyn Terlahi and Jarek Hernandez. Will appellant JMB please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Thank you and good morning. My name is attorney Daniel Berman. I'm representing the appellant, JMB Modern Tech. And my representative present with me today is Mr. Gene
Bamayan, president of JMB Modern Tech.
Thank you. Will purchasing agency GCC please identify themselves and any institutional representatives present for the record?
Good morning, Rebecca Wrightson with Cabot Mantinonia, and our firm is counsel for GCC, and with me is John Ramos, and we do not have any GCC representatives with us this morning.
Thank you. We may proceed.
Good morning, Dan, Rebecca, and John.
Good morning.
Okay, so we're in receipt of one motion that remains pending, and that's the motion to dismiss that was filed by GCC?
That's correct.
Okay. And we're setting a deadline to file motions for December 13. Oppositions to all motions, including the motion to dismiss, shall be filed by December 20.
Excuse me, Chair. I filed my opposition Friday.
Okay. That's fine. Any replies shall be due December 27. Oral argument on the motion and any other motions is set for January 3, 2018 at 9 a.m.
Excuse me, Chair.
Yes.
It's possible. I'm still in transit on that day. I return midnight on the 3rd.
Okay.
Could we have something afternoon 4th or 5th?
So we'll set it for January 4 at 2 p.m.
Thank you, Chair.
The following materials shall be filed by January 4. And those are the formal hearing briefs stating the parties' respective positions supported by authorities, a statement of stipulated facts, witness lists, exhibit lists, and pre-marked hearing exhibits. We'll also be sending the scheduling order, which states the documents to be filed. The hearing on this appeal shall commence at 9 a.m. on January 10, 2018.
Sorry, what hour?
It's 9 a.m.
January 10.
And was an award made in this case?
The contract has not yet been awarded.
Okay.
And the procurement has been stayed.
Okay, thank you.
Excuse me, hearing officer, just two scheduling concerns.
Okay.
Because the motion to dismiss is for lack of jurisdiction, and that argument is on January 4th now, should the OPA elect to grant the motion, then there would be no further proceedings. So I'm suggesting a 7-day push on calendar, so all documents filed no later than the 10th or 9th or 11th, and then hearing 16, 17, or 18. Allow OPA to rule.
I think that we respond at the hearing. We have to.
Yeah.
Sometimes the motion to dismiss is heard on the actual hearing date, and so we'll have the motion. We'll keep it on the 4th, and we will, with the goal of getting the decision out in advance of the January 10 hearing.
Okay, well, if it's helpful to OPA, I can file a reply. Since Mr. Berman's already filed an opposition, I can file a reply next Monday.
That would be great.
On the 11th, and if we could move the argument up on, because the motion to dismiss is for lack of jurisdiction,
mm-hmm.
so it would dispose of the entire case and therefore alleviate the need to do any exhibit lists or formal hearing briefs.
Okay.
So, if
okay,
it's
if
helpful,
you're...
we can do that, and then I'm not sure, Mr. Berman, are you traveling for holidays?
I am. My departure date is the sunrise on the 20th of December.
And if it's...
So I can argue any time before that.
And I could argue before December 20 as well, if it's convenient for OPA.
Okay, so the reply, if you're able to, we'll stick with that date. Any reply shall be due December 11th. And
we have hearings for the next 2 weeks.
Yeah. Okay, so when is the earliest that?
It would be the week of the last, but he's going to be off island, which
mm-hmm.
would be the week of the after Christmas. That's the only available week.
Okay, so Christmas is Monday. Mm-hmm.
So it's that week, but he's off island.
Yeah, because we have training, so
okay.
The next 2 weeks.
And hearings.
So when is that? Maybe when is that we can have the hearings? Is it really that day?
That's
the 4th, around the 4th?
Yeah.
Yeah. So if we did that, then how about if we move the formal hearing?
Okay.
I know that you're...
We can do that, but I
just
there's one day hearing on that week, but we can push it back.
Yes, yeah, and I'm just confirming.
Okay. We'll set the hearing tentatively for, we'll keep the motion to dismiss hearing, and that'll also serve as the hearing on any other motions. We'll keep that for January 4 at 2 p.m. And we'll schedule the hearing on the appeal for, let's see.
The 17th.
That's right.
And then we can all the filings of the...
Okay.
Yeah. And that way can...
We'll push back the appeal hearing to January 17 at 9 a.m. And hearing materials shall be filed by January 10.
Excuse me, hearing officer, if it's possible, the day before, the day after, 9th or 11th, just because I have two Supreme Court arguments, one at 10 a.m., one at 2 p.m., Supreme Court of Guam.
We'll push it to January 11.
Thank you.
And that will be for the formal hearing briefs?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All the materials.
And we'll issue the scheduling order at the latest by tomorrow.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Any other concerns of the parties?
Mm-hmm. Just one moment, hearing officer. Your return from your trip is on Monday.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you, hearing officer.
Okay. Thank you.
The time is 9:09 a.m. We are off the record.